is a pleasure to welcome you back to the Oval Office. We've just had a very constructive dialogue. First, I want to tell you how proud I am to be the president of a nation in which there's a lot of Philippine Americans. They love America, and they love their heritage. And I reminded the president that I am reminded of the, you know, the great talent of our Philippine Americans when I eat dinner at the White House.
Yeah.
And the chef is a great person and a really good cook, by the way, Madam President.
Thank you.
We talked about our friendship, our bilateral relations, and we spent some time on foreign policy. First, I express our deep condolences to those who suffered as a result of the typhoon. I know there's some families that are hurting. Some are wondering whether or not their loved ones will, you know, reappear. The American people care about the human suffering that's taking place, and we send our prayers. Secondly, I informed the president, Secretary Gates informed the president through me, that the United States will move the USS Ronald Reagan, large aircraft carrier, to help with the assistance along with other U.S. Navy assets, Madam President. We're happy to do it. We want to help our friends in the time of need. And we talked about, you know, food, and I'm assured the President will continue to help. We helped with rice in the past, and, you know, I'm proud of my country. We give a lot of food aid, and this is a time where America needs to step up, and we will, Madam President. And we talked about our mutual desire to advance, you know, how important it is to move forward with bilateral and multilateral trade agendas. I believe trade is beneficial to both our countries. I'm hopeful we can get a Doha round done. We strategize together about how we can move the process. I congratulated the President on her strong stand on counterterrorism. More than strong stand, effective stand on counterterrorism, as well as laying out a vision for peace. The President's been very strong in having a carrots and sticks approach. Sticks, of course, say we're not going to allow for people to terrorize our citizens. The carrot approach is that there's peace available. And we talked about Burma, the area, the region. The President's been a very strong leader when it comes to the freedom agenda and human dignity. And so all in all, we had a very constructive talk. I'm proud you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. President, with your permission, I'd like to address our countrymen in our native language. Mga kababayan, ang Amerika ay isang malaking kabalikat natin sa ating pagsisikap na maging malakas ang ating ekonomiya at malakas ang ating demokrasya. Malakas din ang pagsasama ng Pilipinas at Estados Unidos. At nandito tayo ngayon para makipag-usap kay President Bush, kanyang administrasyon at mga pinuno ng Kongreso upang pag-usapan yung mga bagay na importante sa ating dalawang bansa. Gaya ng binanggit ni President Bush kanina, lalong-lalo na yung kasapatan ng pagkain, yung kooperasyon sa depensa, at yung pagtutulong sa ating ekonomiya. Kasama ng mga kaibigan natin gaya ng Amerika, sama-sama tayong iunlad ang ating bansa tungo sa first world na mga umuunlad na bansa sa darating na 20 taon. Mabuhay ang Pilipinas at pagkakaibigan ng Pilipinas at Amerika.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you.
Thank you all.